To the South, with love. Listen to Nikki Finney, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, alongside 2020 Poet Laureate Fellow Bethann Fennelly and two-time National Book Award winner Jessamine Ward on an episode of the podcast Our New South. Follow and listen to Our New South wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at ncpodcasts.com/Our New South.
Aloha, I'm Brandi Nalani McDougall, author of The Salt Wind, Kamakani Pa'akai, and Aina Hanau Birthlands, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of May. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Evelyn San Miguel Flores reading The Flame Tree. My neighbor has decided to poison the flame tree. He is right, of course. The tree is over 20 years old, huge, spreading, and the termites have worn jagged roads clear to its top. It's clearly a danger, tilting toward our house. Some fickle wind, my neighbor says, could blow it over. Every Fanyam Nakan, it sends out its burst of orange blossoms. It blooms and blooms and blooms relentlessly, the flares it sends shooting out into space more stunning than fireworks through the window where my mother, riveted to a bed, doomed by her body to a colorless spot, gazes out, her head on a pillow. Might have seemed like forever to her who used to climb green mountainsides and watches that tree full of sparrows chittering, chattering, flitting here and there, and the outlandish blazing petals steadfastly singing against the blue sky. My neighbor, true to his word, injected a poisonous brew bought at Home Depot into the trunk of the tree. The toxic river traveling up, 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 following the termite trails to the heart of the fire. He is right, of course. The tree came back the following year, its clusters unflinchingly parading their bursts of rebellious orange. But the poison had done its work. See, where there was a canopy of flames, there are now just a handful here and there. One spray in particular, desperately reaching out like a fist full of beauty to the window where she used to watch for its return. About the poem. As it had been for the rest of the world, it had been a year of death and dying for us in the wake of the virus. On an island like Guahan, where families are connected in many different ways, we walked about in a state of shock that this could be happening. Then it was that my neighbor, leaning across the fence, talked about poisoning the flame tree. Although it made sense, something inside resisted, but it was done. Dying and living came together as I watched that courageous tree refuse to die. We would go on. The beautiful would insist. That's when the poem came.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.